Justin Bieber on PXY Mornings. I love that song, Daisies. What's up, guys? It's Moose and Breezy. Is it cruel to send my 14-year-old daughter looking uncool on her very first day of high school? Well, that's the message that came in over the weekend from Sherry from Webster. I'm reading this, and I had to read it twice because the first part of her message started off with, I know you guys don't have kids, and sometimes I wish I didn't either.
Oh, okay. Oh, sure.
Because I'm always broke. She goes, I'm kidding. I love my daughter. But I am constantly broke because of her, especially with the new school year approaching.
Mm-hmm.
Take a listen to the message that she sent us and share with us if some of you guys are going through the same thing. 585-252-9800. The phone lines are open. I am confident other parents are dealing with the same issue when it comes to their kids going back to school. Good morning, guys. My daughter is going into her freshman year of high school, and I swear she thinks she's walking into Paris Fashion Week instead of a public school. She's obsessed with makeup, designer clothes, and having the right shoes. And I told her I'm not spending hundreds or thousands of dollars just so she can impress a bunch of kids who won't even remember her outfit. Mm-hmm. Now she's telling me I'm setting her up to get bullied if I don't. And I'm exhausted and honestly worried she's going to care more about her appearance than her grades. Well, it sounds like she already
does. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's inevitable.
Am I the only parent who thinks this generation is way too obsessed with image? Thanks. Love you guys.
Thanks for joining us in the 21st century.
So is it a parent's job to protect their kid's social image in high school? Or is it their job to teach them that looks don't matter? Because right now, there's...
I think it's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Yeah, a little bit. I get it's her freshman year of high school. This is all very new to her. But really, I remember, and I know it was a little while back now, but everyone was wearing sweats, hoodies, crew necks. When do you get to that point? I think slowly she's going to start to get to the realization that people don't. She's going to care less and less.
I think this is like very much so a here and now thing. Like, first day of school, first impression, first day of a new school, obviously super important. And when you are that age, that 14-year-old girl, it is truly like the most important thing to you. And by you as a mom being like, it's not that important, like get over it, I think that's minimizing her feelings on the matter. Although it might not be important to you, I mean, you can put yourself in those shoes when you were younger, and I know it's hard since it was so far away, right? But it is important to take into account how she's feeling.
She's excited.
Does she have to go out and buy her, you know, Gucci sunglasses and Lululemon leggings? I don't think so, but...
Well, according to her daughter, it's got to be top-notch, Mom.
Get her a couple of things and move on with it. Or get her fake stuff. Whatever.
Sheen.
No one's going to know.
So get her some Sheen. Let me go over to Zoe that's weighing in. My daughter's going into 10th grade, you guys, and it's the same thing. She spends more on makeup than anything else, and I told her she can earn some of it by babysitting or doing chores, but it's not fun. It teaches her money has limits, though. She's a Webster Thomas girl, and the girls are always in competition with the girls that Schrader and who's prettier. We know it's Thomas, but I'm biased. Haha.
Oh, my God.
I think it's just teaching your kids that looks aren't everything. Okay, yeah, they're not. Thanks, Zoe.
As she's, like, saying that her daughter is way prettier.
Yeah.
This person says... Plato's Closet is a great option. Very true. This person says, we started thrifting this summer and it helped a lot.
Yeah, Plato's option. It's a great option if you're purchasing something, not trying to sell it.
No. This person says, well, the same person that said they started thrifting said, we still spent close to $600 on clothes, but we got so many items, brand names and... cool shoes.
I was like, hey, I have this $130 pair of Express jeans with the tag still on it. Oh, these are lovely. We can give you $14.
Save your heartbreak and go to Goodwill. I love Goodwill. They're my favorite. They're my people. I'm obsessed.
Tanya says high school's brutal. Kids care way more than we did. I didn't buy anything for back to school. Your daughter will survive. Let her learn that not everything comes handed to you. This we know. Hey, guys, I'm sorry. Did this girl's daughter say that she'll get bullied if she doesn't go back to school with the latest designer trends? Is that what she said? Don't make me laugh. She's going to go into the ninth grade. Some of these parents are so freaking soft. Kick rocks, mom. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, when I was going back to school shopping, all of my notepads and folders and binders had to be designer, but I bought them all myself. I spent like $30 on a binder.
What do you mean by designer? Like Trapper Keeper? What do you mean?
No, like Vera Bradley. What? Like all my pencils were Vera Bradley.
Over the top.
All my notebooks, binders, all my office supplies, Vera Bradley. Stationery. Had to do it. Had no choice. My hands were tied.
All my pens have to be Cartier.
It was a very big moment for me.
Let me get to a couple more. The message we got is my daughter thinks high school is a fashion show. This came in from Sherry from Webster. And her daughter's going to be a freshman in high school. Has to go back to school with all the designer, you know, the shoes, the makeup. Otherwise, she's convincing her mom she's going to get bullied if she doesn't.
Correct.
Rob says, not a parent, but this just seems like common sense. Let your daughter purchase all of it if that's what she wants. She's 14, but sounds pretty entitled to me. Listen, at the end of the day, she is excited, and I get that. I think it's just a phase. It will pass.
This person says, have mom go shopping on Poshmark. Ugh, love Poshmark. I saved a ton of money on like new North Face winter jackets. Remind your daughter that the kids won't know the difference whether they're new or like new.
Yeah, when did the excitement wear off? Do you remember?
Well,
you stopped caring, and like not every day was a fashion show. You're like, let me put my hair up in a bun, throw a hoodie on, and I'm out the door.
Yeah, like after Christmas.
Well,
no, because I had to show off all my new Christmas gifts. I don't know. When it started getting cold, I'm like, I'm over it.
Right. And then I'll get to Holly.
That's me
says,
now.
Tell her kids that the kids don't care that much. She's making it a bigger deal than it is, but it's high school. At the same time, new experience for her. My advice, let her walk in with what she's got and watch her learn that most people are way too self-absorbed to notice anyone else's outfit.
That's when people are like, I can't go to the gym. People are watching me. I'm like, nobody's watching you. They're all like trying not to die themselves. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that deep.
If you are going to people watch at the gym, you're probably going to want to go to Planet Fitness for that.
Or just look at yourself in the mirror. It's a nightmare. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
Absolute nightmare.
Sherry, thanks for the message. And for Zoe, who thinks the Thomas girls are way prettier than Schrader. Thank you.
It's brutal.
We're going to take a quick break on PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
Friday, the news came in of that absolutely fatal crash that took place on the Thruway. And this was a multiple patient recovery in multiple area hospitals all throughout. So as of yesterday on Sunday, the reports from area hospitals indicated that at least 16 people were hospitalized from that crash that took place on Friday, late afternoon, early evening. And there was a firefighter, Dave Olson, that shared his accounts of what exactly happened. Said a portion of the rescue that he took part in involved a woman who was trapped underneath the bus in the rear wheels. A lot of people were ejected from the bus.
Oh, it was brutal.
And the crash actually ended up killing 5 people and obviously left several others extremely injured. So this was a tour bus operated by M&Y Tour Company of Staten Island, and they were en route back to New York City from Niagara Falls, carrying about 54 people, and 52 of those people, so 52 of those people were passengers, and there was 2 drivers, and they crashed just after noon going back on the Thruway. Unclear as to how exactly they state that there was some type of control that was lost of the bus, but it caused, you know, a huge backup on the Thruway. It was actually shut down for
8
hours, quite some time. So, but there's more information coming out, obviously under investigations to figure out the circumstances that led up to the crash, but If you were stuck in traffic Friday, that's exactly why.
Yeah, you go through this story. There's so many unanswered questions on where the distractions were coming from, why this bus tipped over like that. But really, really sad, especially all the people that lost their lives.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, we have to talk about what went down at the Red Wings game Saturday night.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing.
It was PXY night, but yeah, it was Batman night. And thank you to everyone who came out. But also, I've never seen anything like this in my life.
It was insane.
Where do we begin? Batman's rubber nipples were crazy, you guys.
Oh my gosh.
This guy was very, very interesting. We have to talk about the interaction we had with Batman, or the lack of.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that coming up next on the show. Stay there.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Can we please talk about Batman at the Red Wings game Saturday?
Yeah, we got to talk about it.
I've never seen anything quite like this in my life.
It was wild.
Where do we begin? We'll break it down for you. Saturday night, PXY night at the Red Wings game. It's Batman night. And we appreciate anyone who showed up. It was a fun game, even though they got spanked. But who cares? It was Batman night, which was pretty cool. The Red Wings had the 1960s Batman and Robin show up in their tights. Pretty similar
tights
to the costumes Breezy and I have worn in some of our social videos.
Ours were a little better.
But then you have another Batman who was more current, if you will. I wouldn't say Christian Bale Batman. I would say more like George Clooney Batman.
He identified as the Dark Knight.
He did, but yes. The car was definitely not the Tumbler. It was just, you know, it was the Batmobile. But, you know, it had rubber nipples. How can we forget that? This guy had a legitimate Batmobile, and I will say it was impressive. So I'm talking with Dan Mason right before the game. The GM, and he says, yeah, he drove it from Canada to Rochester in full costume this morning, and then he checked in the Strathallan. Didn't break character once.
Right.
I said, he didn't change? He didn't take the mask off? No, he checked into the hotel as Batman, and he asked the front desk if they had enough security for him because, quote, you know, it's kind of a big deal. Since right. When does Batman need security?
I know, so, right? You are the security. What?
So apparently the Strath told him, you know, we've had some pretty big names stay with us in the past, including Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
I think you'll be okay. And I'm like, I think the best part, which had me dying, was this guy had to cross the border and go through customs from Canada into the U.S. wearing that suit, driving that car. And it's not like this car had power windows.
Yeah, the window didn't roll down. You had to take off the whole front hatch. The whole top hatch had to come off.
To show his ID?
Yeah.
He had to remove the roof.
And the mask. I'm sure he had to remove the mask.
Oh, yeah. That just doesn't look suspicious at all. I could just picture this guy removing the hatch and climbing out of his car.
Yeah.
Sir, what brings you into the States? Crime.
He's like, so you're... Okay, well, that's all right.
Then it was time to throw out the first pitch. And Batman takes the mound, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be impressive, right? We're all expecting this guy to throw a missile.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, I mean, it was a pretty bad pitch. I've never seen anything like this. I'm not making it
up. It was anticlimactic.
It didn't even make it to the plate.
Yeah.
Not that we're pros.
I mean, mine was very good, but yeah. First of all, it was like cocked sideways. He threw a little side curveball moment.
It was a little side curveball.
To be fair, he was wearing a lot of equipment.
To be fair, the suit did look very restrictive.
Right.
However, you had thousands of kids watching, and
I was just going and looking back at our footage to put a reel together, and the amount of people that booed him was shocking.
I didn't hear anyone booing him at all.
Oh, I'll replay the video.
I loved it. So he gets out of his car. He parks the car at the stadium
The Batmobile.
Right in front of first plate. And he opens the hatch. He gets out. And everybody's kind of standing in his way. So he's waiting to jump off the car. And he's saying, move. Move.
Then he jumped and then he like went back in the car. I was like, is he going to redo this? Because he didn't like
the first one.
Yeah.
So I never told Breezy this. I left the game when it was coming up towards what, like the eighth inning?
Yeah.
And as I'm walking out, there's Batman in the parking lot
smoking a cigarette,
speaking with one of the cops who was outside. So I walk up to him and I say, "Great costume, man. You really crushed it tonight." And I said, "What's with the what's all this stuff on your utility belt? Is this the button you press to call your mom to come and pick you up?" This guy didn't say a word, let alone smile.
He goes, "I wish you wouldn't talk to me."
He just looked at me, and that was enough for me to say, "Okay, that's I guess that's everything. Have a good night.
That's it.
Enjoy your drive back to Canada." Or, I mean, Gotham City.
Wow.
Gotham City.
It was wild, you guys. You can't fault the guy for not breaking character. I mean,
you can't. I mean, but here's my thing. The game was at 6:45. He checked in the Strath like earlier that morning, afternoon. Is he just laying in bed in the costume?
Could be. It looked like it was extremely uncomfortable.
I mean, how long did that take to put on?
How do you sit in a car? First of all, you guys, the car itself was like, it was smaller than a phone booth. It was not comfortable.
It's a one seater.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, nobody rides cockpit with Batman except Robin, but he got rid of him years ago.
Yeah. Screw that guy.
And then he drove. I'm like, okay, so the next day he's got to drive all the way back to Canada.
So then I looked at his Instagram and I was like, he's probably going to have like so many followers. Like, this is crazy. He has like 6,000. I'm like, all right, well.
Pretty good. I mean, I'm assuming he does this full time, right?
I would assume.
But the thing is he thinks he's Batman. This isn't an impersonator. This guy showed up and he's in his own world. And I'm like, well, you know, I guess it's better than being addicted to drugs.
Yeah. Reminds me of your uncle who thinks he's the guy from
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. I think this poses a bigger question of like, how far is too far when it comes to fandom? Like when you start morphing into the person that you or thing or character that you idolize, that's when we kind of gotta pump the brakes.
Sure.
You know? Because then it's like,
but yeah, hey, good to him. Good on him for finding his passion.
Yeah, we're not going to yuck his yum.
No, we're not.
I don't know if he got paid to be there, but I mean.
Oh, how do you think he makes his living?
Pop off.
How do you think he's able? Well, they probably put him up at the Strath, right?
That I don't know. That I don't know. If he's making money off of, you know, these appearances, good on him.
How is he supposed to put money in the Batmobile? You know what I mean?
He's like, I ran out of gas on the way here. Dan Mason's like, not our problem. 98 PXY.